ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य जनञ्जनशलाकाया चक्षुर्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं दधाति शपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीजतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रशासं सहगणारगणतान्वितं स्थं सजीवं साद्वैतं स्वावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांता राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्ता कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी कृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा गोपतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधोभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम Rama Rama Hari Hari. I think this can be a little higher. Ete kshetra prasuta vai punastangirasa smitaha vrtitaranam pravara kshetropeta vijateha. So these sons were begotten in the wife of Ratitara by the sage Angira. In previous ages, sometimes if there was no issue, if a man had no issue, was unable to beget children, then the brother might beget the children in that wife, or some great personality was it Vichitravirya? So Maharaj Vichitravirya had no was unable to have children, so finally Vyasadeva was called. And Vyasadeva begot Pandu, Dhritarashtra, Vidura. So this system is forbidden in Kali Yuga. In previous ages, people's minds were more pure. These things could be accepted. But in Kali Yuga, everything is trash. So this is now forbidden. But in previous ages it was done. Now it's, if one man sticks to one wife, it's wonderful. So the children, when this system was followed, then the children would be the child of the husband. Just as Pandu inherited the throne because he was the son of Vichitravirya. Although actually he was begotten by Vyasadeva, still he was accepted as the son of Vichitravirya. Similarly, Dhritarashtra, when Pandu abdicated the throne, then Dhritarashtra took over on the grounds that he was also the son of Vichitravirya. Although one time, in one verse, maybe it's Vidura, addresses Dhritarashtra as Vichitravirya, son of Vichitravirya, which actually he wasn't. So sarcastically, you're claiming the kingdom by virtue of your descending in the line of Vichitravirya. He's not even your father. And the Pandavas also, their claim to the throne was accepted on the grounds that they were the descendants of Vichitravirya, even though Pandu was begotten by Vyasadev. So here also, the Ratitaras, yes, they were the accepted, yes, Ratit, they were accepted as the dynasty of Ratitara because he was the husband. But at the same time, they were the sons of the great sage Angida, so they were also known as the dynasty of Angida. So they had, they were known two ways, just like sometimes we have dual nationals. Just like sometimes some Indian is living in America, he gets American citizenship, but still he has his Indian citizenship, two passports. So dual national. So these sons of Ratitara belong to two lines, Ratitara's line and Angira's line. And they were known both ways. Angira was a Brahmana, the Ratitara and his wife were Kshatriyas, so mixed Brahmana and Kshatriya. But this was also allowed, particularly because the mother was of the lower section. That's called Anulom. When the father belongs to a lower caste, mother higher caste, then it's called Pratilom, and that's not considered very good. But Anulom, the father is in the superior section. So that was the case here. So mixed Brahmins and Kshatriyas, but they were known as, they were considered Brahmins because they were descendants of a Brahmin father. Sometimes we find also on the spiritual side that someone belongs to two lines. By initiation, he comes in one line, but by instruction, he comes in another line. Just like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was initiated by someone who we hardly talk about. But he was, the initiation was accepted in that line. But he took instruction from Jagannath Das Babaji. So that's considered more. Therefore, we're tracing the line in that way. Similarly, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj wasn't initiated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but he was respecting Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as his superior guru, spiritual master, and receiving instructions from him. So we trace our line in that way. You could trace it the other way, because the other thing is there also, by initiation. But we trace it this way, considering the that relationship of instruction more important. course, finally, on the spiritual side, Krishna is the spiritual master of everyone. He's the spiritual master of everyone. And all of these spiritual masters, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, Varma Pradarshaka Guru, they're all representing Krishna. And from within the heart, the Krishna is there from within, or the super soul is there representing Krishna. Chaitanya Guru. So, so we're reading these genealogical histories because they relate to great devotees. Otherwise, we're not interested. This line, that line, who cares? But because these are descendants of Maharaj Ambarish, and because more prominent devotees will come in the line, therefore it's related to Krishna. The sages at different times at Naimisharanya would ask, please tell us about this topic if it's related to Krishna. If it's not related to Krishna, we're not interested. But as soon as the Krishna connection is there, we're interested. So, of course, finally everything is connected with Krishna, but indirectly. It's not that we'll spend our time talking about the newspapers and Gramya Katha, because it's somehow or other connected with Krishna. We're interested in the direct connection. Just like cooking, smoke is connected with fire. It's also part of fire, but you don't put your pot on the smoke. You put your pot on the flames, because that's directly the fire, and the smoke is indirect. So we're looking for the direct connection with Krishna. Direct means through the parampara system. If we directly try to connect to Krishna, bypassing the parampara, then it will be a failure. But when we go through the guru parampara, then the connection is simultaneously direct and through the spiritual master. So this is the authorized system. And it's in this line that we're receiving this Maha Mantra and the path of Krishna consciousness. Today is also the beginning of Kartik Mas. Kartik Mas means another opportunity for increasing Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada once explained that it's like a sale. You know, lots of times you see some store and it's like, special sale, up to 50% off, this. So why are they having the sale? It's to attract customers. Special deal, special bargain. So they're looking for customers. But otherwise, the store already has so many customers, and they'll come anyway, whether it's a sale or not. So similarly, for Kartik, the advertisement is given, you'll get this special benediction, you'll get that benediction, double points, everything intensified to attract people to chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise, the devotees who are already chanting. Or from another point of view, those who are mixed devotees or neophyte devotees, practicing devotees, to attract them to become more serious, more dedicated, to hear and chant with greater concentration, so that they'll advance in the path of devotional service. Okay, any questions? Hare Krishna. Hold on a second. We're going to rev you up.
Shiksha and Diksha. And at the end of the introduction to Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is, Srila Prabhupada lists our parampara. Is Prabhupada drawing that from the bhajan of Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur?
From the?
Bhajan of Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where he goes through the cyclic succession and mentions that.
Yeah, Prabhupada's taking the line, not inventing something, but receiving what was accepted by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
So the mention of Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in that line, are they included by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur because of their literary works?
Of course, I can't say why, because I'm not Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and I haven't seen a statement by him about why he did it. But it's understood that the movement at that time is fortified by these great acharyas. Now, exactly why, but especially we can understand that their literature was very, as you say, very important. Of course, Baladev Vidyabhushan, yes, literature. Generally, all of our acharyas have contributed literature, but yes. I can't say more than that because what do I know? Anything else? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the class. Maharaj, you were mentioning about our acharyas, that how we are giving more prominence to the instructions that we are receiving than the instructions that we are receiving from the, you know, our superiors or the spiritual master, although he may not be our, you know,
although we may not what?
We may not have taken formal initiation in that, you know, sampradaya. So you just explained about Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, that how they took instructions from their spiritual masters. So just wanted to understand how this Bhakti Lata Beej.
Yes.
So, we wanted to understand about the Bhakti Lata Beej, which we receive from the spiritual master. So, at the time of formal initiation only that we receive the Bhakti Lata Beej, or we can receive that also if we are not taken formal initiation from the spiritual master?
Can we receive the Bhakti Lata Beej, seed of devotional service? Do we receive it from our spiritual master at initiation, or do we take it from, even before then, from where we're getting instruction? Something is there before one is initiated, but it's not accepted as substantially established. Just like, if you like, you may attend some classes at the university with the permission of the instructor. But that doesn't mean you're a student. That doesn't mean you'll get a degree. Suppose engineering classes. It doesn't mean that by attending the classes, now you become an engineer. You have to be accepted, you have to enroll, you have to pay your fee, you have to sit for the exam, you have to pass the review. Then it's accepted that you're an engineer. You may get some benefit sitting in the class, hearing, you get some idea, yes, maybe as a test, let me see if this university course is to my expectation. But finally, if you want to get anywhere, you have to enroll. So Bhakti Lata Beej means the program of devotional service. Just like in a seed, the program for the whole tree is in the seed. So the program for our whole spiritual life is in the Bhakti Lata Beej. So that finally one has to come in connection with the spiritual master for that seed to be firmly planted. Is that okay? Nectar of devotion, it said, unless one is initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, the actual connection with Krishna is never established.
Of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and other acharyas like Gaur Kishore, Swabhaji Maharaj.
No, you, first thing is the microphone has to be held closer.
So in case of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore, Swabhaji Maharaj, that you were mentioning that how, you know, they were formally initiated by somebody else, but then they took very seriously instructions from, you know, the parampara that we are into. So how to see that, and whether can we do it now?
Yeah. It doesn't mean neglecting the spiritual master, initiating spiritual master. But what the spiritual master is given is amplified or nourished or expanded by the Shiksha Guru. Prabhupada explained one time, Shiksha Guru means who helps you follow the instructions of the Diksha Guru. That happens sometimes in ISKCON also. We have devotees, they're initiated by someone, but lots of times people think he's the disciple of someone else because he's always following that person. He's maybe been traveling with that person for so many years. And he's got his main inspiration and instruction from that person. So devotees, lots of times, they'll think, oh, he's the disciple of such and such, although actually he was initiated by such and such. But there's no contradiction there or clash. Krishna consciousness means that Krishna is the guru and all others are assisting Krishna, serving Krishna in the project of uplifting that soul and bringing him to Krishna's lotus feet. So the Diksha Guru is in that project, Shiksha Guru is in that project, everyone's in the same project of bringing people to perfection of devotional service. Is that okay? Anything else? Anything? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.